Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
Hello, everybody. Welcome inside another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write for Rebel Grove on 3, joined by Ole Miss basketball freshman guard Patton Pinkins. And this edition of Talk of Champions, as every edition of Talk of Champions, is brought to you, of course, by Riverland Roofing. I'm here at the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Patton, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, man. Thanks for coming on. Tell me how it's been the summer for Ole Miss. It's been a busy one for y'all, but settling in and the new look of the team and things like that. Just what's the summer been like?
Yes, sir. It's been great. Like I said, I'm a freshman. You know, coming in here, picking the brain of some of the transfers, some of the older guys that have been on the team, and also from the coaches, great coaching staff, getting my overall game better, defense and offense, and then in the weight room as well, and then also conditioning. So it's been great.
It's a brand new team, man. Only two guys that played for Ole Miss last year, Sweet 16 team, and Malik Dia and Eduardo Klofke. Got Max Smith back as well, Zach Day back as well. But how's it been building that chemistry with so many new faces, so many new guys coming together this summer? Has it been pretty good for y'all?
Yes, sir, 100%. We have a good group, like you said, bunch of returners. And that's who I've learned from the most, like Zach, Malik, and Klafke. Great guys. So not learning from them only off the court, but also off the court. We had a trip to Tupelo, so building relationships with them and other guys. It's been great.
Y'all went to the Buffalo Park in Tupelo. There are pictures out there on social media. Y'all go check it out. I mean, I saw Travis had him a snake around his neck. Man, what was that like? Yeah. Did you do anything crazy over there?
I actually did have the snake around my neck, too. That was crazy. No. It took a couple people to do it first for me to – we'd have a shot at it, but I did
you
that.
You were the first one to raise your hand and say, yeah, I'll go first. I'll be the test dummy.
No, sir. I didn't want it to bite me. But that was fun. Yeah, a bunch of different animals out there. That was a cool trip that they had planned for us.
Y'all have done a lot of stuff like that, team building stuff like that, not just going to the Buffalo Park in Tupelo, but the water park here in town and stuff like that. Kind of stuff, how important is it? Because obviously the on-court work and the stuff y'all are doing this summer, that's the most important stuff, and we're going to get more into that. But off the court kind of stuff, that team-building stuff, including going to the water park, how big has that been just for, like I said, coming together with a brand-new team?
Right, yes, sir, it's huge. Coach Beard has been preaching to us balance. You know, having balance is not just all about basketball. It's building a relationship with coaches, teammates, off the court. Just as well as on the court too. So that's been great. And I feel like that'll make us a really good team this year to have that connection both on and off the court, if that makes sense.
Patton is one of three top 100 recruits signed by Ole Miss in the last recruiting cycle, the others being Tyless Jordan, Nico Bundelow. This was a really – one of the best as far as star rankings and all that stuff that people claim doesn't matter, but they also pay attention to it. This is, without a doubt, one of the most, if not the most, accomplished freshman class coming in. What does that mean to you guys to know that – you know, y'all are not just players that were signed to develop, but signed to play, and y'all have that real recruiting pedigree, on your resume and stuff like that. What's it like with your new freshman teammates and being those top 100 guys coming in with expectations?
Right, yeah, it means a lot. I don't think it's really any pressure on us. Like Tyless and Nico are both great guys, my roommates, so we've got a good connection, but kind of just putting the rankings and stuff aside, just coming in here and, having kind of a chip on our shoulder too as freshmen to try to compete with these older guys. and just, you know, compete the best we can. So that's what we've been doing so far.
Now, obviously, you have a connection with Ole Miss that predates your time signing. Your dad, Al, is an assistant for Coach Chris Beard. He's been here before. He was here under Andy Kennedy as well. What's the relationship like for Ole Miss for you? I mean, like, you've known about, been around this program for so long. To now be an Ole Miss Rebel, it's got to mean something a little extra special to you.
Right, yes, sir. Like you said, my dad being here with Andy Kennedy. And I was also here last summer. Being around some of the guys, being around the weight room, training room practice, and stuff like that. So kind of getting a little sneak peek, a little cheat sheet on what I was going to get this year was super cool. And then I'm blessed to have a dad that's been around the game for so long. It's been at different universities. So to pick his brain and stuff like that is great. But I'm glad that I ended up here and that we're both here together.
It's got to be nice, too, that he coaches bigs more than he does guards. You know what I mean? So you don't have to deal with dad all day during practice, yeah. Right? You
know, so sometimes, yes, sir.
But what is it? What's the competition like out there in practices? Because it's not just you. It's not just Travis Perry and AJ Storr. I mean, there's so many guys. Corin Johnson's rehabbing, coming back to transfer from Louisville. I mean, there's so many guys on this team that Ole Miss could call upon and they could really contribute to winning basketball. What's that competition like day in and day out in practice?
Yes, sir. It's great. Really good competition. As a freshman, making me better to go against guys that have had experience in college basketball for 3-4 years, maybe even five. You know how it is with the transfer portal now. And we stat everything from rebounds, assists, turnovers. So just, you know, got to bring your A game. Dudes have experience, but that's going to help me. It's helped me this summer and throughout the fall coming up, just to be the best player I can be going against other great players that will help me improve my game.
As far as coach or playing under your dad, who's a coach? I mean, you've done that pretty much your entire life, right? Like, this is not something new to you, but right. It's a special season of life, man, because Al's coaching at the highest level. You're playing at the highest level. What's that been like for your family to experience together and to go through this journey together? Because I would imagine back home, man, that everybody's just thrilled to death.
Right, yes, sir. Super fun. Like you said, he's been my coach, my trainer, however you want to call it, my whole life. But this is like the biggest level, biggest stage, that we're both on the same team. And it's been great. My family, like you said, is super stoked about it. A lot of expectations for both of us, but we're even off the court, on the court, you know, we're just happy that it's, that we're here together and that I can compete at the highest level with him.
Here's the question though. Did you first beat him one-on-one? How old were you? Do you remember?
I can't remember. We always used to do two-on-two. So I have two younger brothers, Price and Penn.
Price and they can ball too, right?
I've heard they can ball too. We always did two-on-two. So we've had our fair share of battles. But he's probably had a couple wins. I've probably had a couple wins. But I think I got him on two-on-two, though, with me and my brothers.
But here's what I'm saying. If you like now, I know what Al would say. He would say, oh, I'd still get him. But if you had to go one-on-one with Pops, you think you get him now?
Yes, sir. 100%.
How do you take out? Because you know he's going to try to stay in the post a little bit. I don't know if he's a stretch big. You know what
right,
I mean?
Like, yeah.
How do you go at him?
I mean, on offense, I think I got him. The defense, like you said, the post. You know, hack a shack him, find him a little bit. I don't know. Rough him up a little bit. You know, he's getting up there. So, you know, it'll be fun.
Well, it's funny because Murphy Holloway, who trained under Al when he was at Andy Kennedy, still a friend of this day, an all-time Ole Miss basketball great. He said, man, there was no – like, everybody he went against in the SEC wasn't any harder than when he went up against Al in practice, man. He said, Al didn't – he didn't hesitate, bro. He'll go right at you, you know. Like, was he always that intense with you and y'all's training and stuff like that? I mean, he goes hard.
100%, yes, sir. He always taught me how to play the game the right way ever since I was little. And I got to see a bunch of practices and how he coached other guys. He coached me the same way. Even if I wasn't his son, like coaching me hard, you know, getting on me when I need to. So, yes, sir.
Well, as far as Coach Beard playing for him, he's a unique guy. He's got a culture that he's established, environment he's established at Ole Miss. You've, again, seen Ole Miss in good, bad, indifferent. Ole Miss is at a level now that it hasn't been, quite honestly, only once in its history, making it to the Sweet 16 last year. Seeing the growth of Ole Miss, first of all, what's that been like for you? And what is this program, at least in terms of conversations with other recruits now? It feels like a different program. Do you sense that as well?
Yes, sir, 100%. Like you said, great Sweet 16 run last year. I was actually at the games, you know, watching and stuff. They did a really good job. I think it was the first time being in the Sweet 16 since like 2001. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty high standard set for this year's team. And Coach Beard's like, I don't want to just have a Sweet 16. I want to have Elite Eight, Final Four. So that's like the standard that's set for this year's team. But we just got to keep, you know, practicing hard, coming together as a team, and just working hard to get to a Final Four and a national championship like we want to.
I know Coach Beard would say the exact same thing, but just because you were Al's son, they didn't take for granted your recruitment. They worked on to bring you in. You had all kinds of opportunities to go anywhere you wanted to go. What was so appealing about Chris Beard, and what do you like about playing for him in particular? What's really sold you on him, and what has made him, in your opinion, so successful so quickly at Ole Miss?
Just his history of winning. He loves to win, knows how to win everywhere he's been at. So that's like the main thing that stood out to me. And then the culture, you know, he's hard on the court, but also loves doing stuff off the court, like you said, with the team trips that we've had and stuff. So he's balanced both and a really good coach and loves to win. So that's what I love to bring to the table, too. I love to win. Want to win a national championship. So we're on the same page there, and it should be really good.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at College Corner. Of course, College Corner is the spot for all Ole Miss fans to find the best of the best when it comes to the Ole Miss swag. They've got locations in Flowood, Ridgeland, and the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there, check out their store. And if you do shop online, make sure you click the link in our episode description so that we get a little credit for helping you out by getting you the right swag, whether it be baseball series, whether it be summer family events, or just getting ready for the fall. They've got the full lineup of all the Ole Miss gear that you want to see, and it all comes to you from our friends at College Corner. So check them out today. And again, hit that link in our bio and support them and check out the best gear that any Rebel fan would like to have at College Corner. Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at Status Jet. That's right. StatusJet.com is where you head to get the lowdown on all your options, whether it be big jets, small jets, helicopters. They can help you plan whatever you need to do on your trip, whether it be a work trip, family trip. They can do all that for you. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round trip flight. So see if this is the right move for you for your summer vacations. That time is quickly approaching, so make sure you head to statusjet.com today, reach out to them, and they'll hook you up with the trip of a lifetime. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit and those of you who got the travel bug as well.
Ole Miss fans, can you feel the football frenzy? Weeks now into the college football season, the NFL has started up too, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long: Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Ole Miss currently features the SEC's leading rusher and receiver. Next up for the Rebels is Arkansas. Will Kewon Lacy again find the end zone? Will Harrison Wallace go over 100 yards receiving? All-time Ole Miss great DK Metcalf and the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Will DK go higher or lower his projected 12.55 fantasy points? I think that's an easy hire. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What have you been individually working on just this summer to prepare yourself to hit the ground running? Because I've been getting nothing but rave reports about what you've contributed so far and all that kind of stuff. But the way you look at it, what kind of role, like where do they have you right now? What kind of role are you trying to carve out? Just how far along are you and what have you been working on in particular?
Yes, sir. So offense, just playing the right way, being able to handle the ball and make open shots and just pass the people when they're open. Defense and rebounding is definitely the most important thing I need to work on in my game. Being able to stay in front of quick guards that have played for a long time. And then just boxing out bigger guys. That's one of Coach Beard's things that he's super hard on us about. We got to be able to defend and rebound. Because that's when that wins games and, you know, defense wins championships. So that's what I've been working on the most.
For you, handling the ball, is that something in terms of were you a primary ball handler ever really, or were you always playing off the ball? Because I know he likes, you know, Chris is all about positionless basketball. That's where all basketball is going now. Sure. For you, is that something that you've had to add to your game, or is that something that's come pretty naturally to you?
That I've had to work on. I've naturally been able to dribble the ball, but just like here, if, you know, a really good point guard's got one of our best guards, Coach Beard wants me to bring up the ball to take, you know, pressure off like Travis or Kez or somebody like that. So it's come naturally, but it's just, you know, something I have to work on and get better at because guards are better. It's the SEC, the best defenders in the country. So I'm getting better at that.
Well, give me some scouting reports or just for the Ole Miss fans that haven't seen Tylus and Nico, to, you know, yet. And both will give those again, signed with Patton as three top 100 prospects for Ole Miss in the 2025 recruiting class. What have you seen from them and kind of just what's your coach's evaluation, scouting report from your own vantage point about what those guys could potentially bring in year one?
Yes, sir. They bring a bunch to the table. Start with Nico, like 6'10", 6'11". Can stretch.
Looks like a Chet Holmgren friggin' clone right to me, dude. Yes,
he's told me he's got that from people around town a couple times. But yeah, like Chet, stretch the floor, shoot it, can defend and rebound, really block shots with his length. And then Tyus is the same way. Tyus is a little bit shorter, like 6'8", 6'9", but can stretch the floor, really good defender and block shots. So they kind of have similar games. Nico's just a little bit taller, but they play hard, and they're going to bring a lot to the table this year for our team.
The SEC schedule was released this week. Did you get a chance to look at it already?
A little bit. Some of it, yes, sir.
Any of it stick out to you? Because I'm going to be honest with you, that February 21 game when the defending national champion Florida Gators come to Oxford, Mississippi, right, that jumped out to me like crazy, man. Yes, it's got to be exciting to see it and also know that you're working towards that, right? It's no longer right, when I'm an Ole Miss Rebel. It's, yeah, I am one, and it's coming soon, right?
Exactly, yes, sir. Yeah, Florida, that jumped out to me. You know, that'll be a hype game, probably sold out. But the SEC is just so good now that every game is going to be tough. And every game jumps out to me, you know, a chance to win and win an SEC championship. So I'm looking forward to every game. And I'm, you know, just counting down the days until it happens. So looking forward
to
that.
Were you always basketball focused or was there other sports for you coming up? Like, it was like, because I know Al probably was like, do what you want to do, play what you want to play. Were you ever like a football player and stuff too? Like, or was it basketball from jump for you?
I played baseball. So I played baseball all the way up until my freshman year of high school. So I was a big baseball guy, too.
Heck, yeah. What kind of dirt bat? What'd you play? What'd they have? You're probably out there roaming center field or something, right?
Shortstop? Yes, sir. Anywhere in the outfield, and then I pitched. Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Did you have some breaking stuff? I mean, could
I
you?
I did, yes, sir. Fastball, slider, curveball. The whole mix, yes, sir. I was pretty decent.
Pat, you just said you had like a 3 or 4 pitch mix. I'm not sure we don't need to let that be the next podcast. Getting out there, seeing you like throw some stuff, but I don't know if Chris would want you messing with your elbow like this point. But last thing before I let you go, man, the season opener is not till November. Between now and then, you know, what's kind of the work to do, right? What's kind of like the things that y'all need to get done? I mean, are y'all where y'all want to be right now? And where do you see that? Like, do you see a contending Ole Miss team again? Because all I've heard from coaches and players is that, man, the athleticism jumps out about this team, possibly more athletic than even last year's team that, again, right, reached the Sweet 16, matching the greatest single season accomplishment in Ole Miss basketball history. Do you see a team that's ready to go contend again?
Yes, sir. I do see a team that's ready to go contend, to compete for a national championship. Obviously, room to improve, you know, still getting in shape, lifting weights, getting our body right, nutrition, eating right. But practice has been great. That will continue to get better day in and day out. So just touch up on the little things, and I think we have a really good shot at doing something special this year and making history.
He's Patton Pinkins, Ole Miss basketball freshman guard, joining me, Ben Garrett of Rebel Grove on Three, here on Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing. That signage behind me, I'm here in the Riverland Roofing studios just off the Oxford Square for all your roofing needs. Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Patton, you are awesome, man. Welcome to Ole Miss. Thanks for doing this. I can't wait to follow your career, cover your career, and certainly let's talk again.
Yes, sir. Hotty toddy. Thank you for having me.